This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Wiggins America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Hey, we're back. It's Wiggins America. How are you? This is the most tired I think I've ever been and still doing a show. You know, usually if you're this tired, you're sick. And you call in and you go, I can't do it. Stay home. This is not a sick tired. This is simply me being back from Japan. So a lot to talk about there. I have a lot of observations and things. We're not going to do like a super heavy Japan show, but obviously it's something I would like to mention a little bit. But let me tell you about this show. Guest heavy, you know, so I came back yesterday. Actually, I was traveling Thursday, but I, because of the international dateline and the way things are, I left Tokyo on Thursday at 2 p.m., and I arrived back in St. Louis Thursday at 5 p.m. So obviously that's more than a three-hour flight. It's a much longer flight than that. And I was very tired. But because of the way the time zones go in the international dateline, of course, they are about 14 hours ahead of us. So at the moment that I was doing my Mark Cox hit, when I first got back on Friday morning at 8:30, that's bedtime. So it's like the exact opposite. So here we are. I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things. It takes me a couple days, but I had just gotten into the swing of being in Japan when I had to leave. And so now kind of reversing that. So it'll take a couple days. By the time I get back in for the Annie Fry show on Monday, I'm sure it'll all be back pretty much to normal. But here we are at this moment, and I am still suffering from some pretty bad jet lag since their time zone is the pretty much exact inverse of ours. Again, this show, though, Ethan Hannaford coming in at the end of the show. Never had him on. He is the, he's a producer here, but he also hosts his own podcast about the Cardinals, which has been taken off. He got some great guests recently. And, of course, Cardinals baseball, so very, very relevant. We're going to have him in to talk about not that necessarily, actually. We're going to talk about some things going on in the colleges around this area. There's some neat spiritual movement going on, Holy Spirit stuff going on in the colleges in St. Louis, and we're going to have him in to talk about that. We also have Old Roy. We have Trisha. We have a guest in the next segment, which normally I wouldn't take because I get guest offers all the time to talk about stuff like health and fast food and whatever. I usually say no to everything because it doesn't really fit the show. But having just come from Japan, where I was eating very, very healthy, and coming back here, I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about American food. And I don't know that it's exactly what you'd expect. I guess we'll see, because that's coming up next. But between now and then, just a couple of quick observations. Now, I was there for a week in mostly Tokyo. We drove a little bit outside of that for a couple times. And, you know, fun stories like fun vacation stories. But one of the most interesting things to me, and I don't know if this is interesting to you or everybody, or if this is just a me thing. International finance, to me, is fascinating. Like I said, coming home on the plane on Thursday, I did have internet access for part of that flight, although it's pretty spotty. So I was catching up on a lot of news, and I was writing questions for X's and O's, which we do Fridays in the Andy Fry Show. And then I ended up actually not even hosting the show. I was a contestant. I didn't know that. But I was writing questions at that time because I didn't know that. And looking up news, and also looking up just international finance about the way the banking system works in Japan. Now, that if that sounds super boring to you, I get it. But it's just one of those things that I love dipping my toe in the water and just seeing what makes countries run. Because ultimately, that's the kind of stuff that really is the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes any society run, is the money. And in Japan, what I've seen is the same principles that make any country prosperous versus any other country are true there. One of the reasons that they've been prosperous is that they have very low crime, they have a very stable country, and they have a very productive country. Now, they probably overwork people culturally, but people work, and they produce. And so they have a prosperous country in that sense. They have not great monetary policy, though. This is what I found, that they artificially keep their interest rates very, very low, according to the government. They also have very, very high income taxes. And so if everything in the world is kind of going okay, if the American economy is okay, the Western Europe, the rest of Asia is going okay, their yen is fine. And in fact, sometimes it can be higher than the dollar and doing better. But in situations like we're in right now, the yen is low to the dollar and is suffering because we're willing, as a nation, as we should be, to raise interest rates to curb inflation. Now, you can argue whether or not that's the best way to do it or not, but we're willing to raise our interest rates because we don't want to see our dollar be completely devalued. They don't really do that there. They keep their interest rates low all the time. They fluctuate a little bit, but they keep them pretty low. So whenever the rest of the world, especially the U.S., does what we've done and raised our interest rates to keep more value in our dollar, or at least that's the point, their money goes down. So that to me is very, very fascinating. It made for a great vacation for me because our dollar went way farther than it would have a couple years ago. But just interesting stuff to me. We're going to break there. Like I said, we're going to talk a little fast food coming up next. All those guests that I mentioned, we're going to have a very full show for you today on Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
America. I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Hey! Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
Well, if you've been listening to 97.1 for any amount of time, you'll know that one of my key characteristics as a personality here is that I don't necessarily eat very well. So I wanted to invite somebody on who might be able to help me and you by proxy for listening. Dr. Julie Gatza. She is from Florida. She is part of the Florida Wellness Institute, and she is here to advise. So, Dr. Julie, thank you for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So one of the things that you mentioned the most and you talk about in your research here is about fast food. I'm kind of a sugar addict. So let's focus on what you have to say first. And I want to ask you some sugar questions, too. But fast food, how do you even define what fast food is?
Okay, well, let me just preempt it by saying the most important thing that you can have working in your system is your digestive health. And if your digestion works, it means you can actually eat the food, absorb the food, break it down, utilize it, and this is how you maintain health or you get your health back. So for 32 years, I have been focusing on fixing people's digestion, no matter what it is that they come into me with, because it makes everything else work better. So I define fast food as if you take a piece of fish and you put it up against a box of French fries, that fish has healthy fats and minerals and enzymes and protein, and that box of fries has no protein, no minerals, no enzymes, unhealthy fats, and it actually takes more of your nutrients to break down that box of fries than it was if you just didn't eat it.
So is the key then proteins, or is it that, well, some, yes, all proteins are good, but some are better than others? Is there kind of a sliding scale?
Yeah, it basically just needs to be food. That box of fries is what I call unfood, because it takes more nutrition to break down that unfood than it could ever give to you. And that fish gives you all the things that you need to be able to have a healthy body. So it just has to have more food than unfood for it to be worthwhile to eat.
Well, that's not too bad. I mean, I was expecting kind of the worst here, but that is, so you're telling me, now, I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're telling me that I can eat a hamburger, maybe even a big hamburger, and it's better for me than eating the fries.
You know, I mean, if you really start to take a look, and I don't ask anyone to have to be pedantic about it, but, you know, is it something that you would want to feed your 8-year-old son or daughter if they were under the weather? Do you go, oh, wow, you know, Lucy, let's take you to McDonald's because you have a cold, you feel lousy, and you have tiredness, and you've been, you know, unable to sleep for a week, let's give you hamburger and fries.
I'm not going to answer that question because possibly the answer is not acceptable. But I'm glad you mentioned kids, Dr. Julie, because one of the things that you brought up in kind of your materials is that kids digest fast food better than adults. Why is that?
Because they have more reserves. And the reason is their systems are working better. They have an enzyme system that's being made properly by their bodies that hasn't been all tired out at this point. So they can eat food and the body goes, oh yeah, we get what this is, break it down, break it down, break it down. When we eat those foods now, we get gas, bloating, indigestion, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea, acid reflux, and stomach aches. And it's because we can't break down the food that we used to. We don't have the enzyme system working the way that it used to because of some of our poor choices, and some of it is age. And so I've been giving high-quality digestive enzymes to my patients. I think it's more important than taking a multivitamin, because I think it's more important to break down your foods rather than to start adding in extra nutrition if you were to actually, you know, say which one's more important.
Dr. Julie Gatza is our guest right now. She's co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute, and giving me personal advice, basically, is why I'm having you on here. So let me ask this question on this piece of paper is one that I'm like, I'm asking this, and I really want to know the answer to this. Let's say you decided to go on a fast food binge, which, honestly, some people just live that way. So I thought, you know, good question. What could you do to minimize your body's adverse reaction?
I mean, it depends on what you're talking about. If we're going to just blame, you know, one type of food, you know, fast food, my daughter said Chipotle is more, it's healthier, Mom. Okay, I went there 6 times. Every time I had a stomachache, so I never went there again. And then I was talking to one of her girlfriends, and they looked at me and they said, yeah, that's just what happens. And I sort of, and I was like, and Chipotle is, quote unquote, you know, a healthier fast food. And yet everyone knows that they just, you know, might have a stomach ache and not feel so great afterwards. So we were kind of laughing. I was like, oh, okay. It's just an awareness. So, you know, for me, I have patients that, you know, I really do want to improve. They really do want to improve. I have to walk the walk because I'm, you know, a doctor that has to be able to, you know, perform properly and, you know, be strong and healthy. So I have to follow my advice. Otherwise, I'm going to fall apart and not be able to do my job as well. So, you know, to me, there really isn't a fast food that's okay to eat unless you're just going to do it on occasion.
Well, I guess
I'm no angel, but, you know, it's not something that I ever put into my, you know, weekly life.
So that's a good question. Back to the whole question about, well, what is fast food and then what is good food? Because I would have thought
until you just said that, that Chipotle or Qdoba or those types of places were better because they do seem to have fresher ingredients, or at least they're making it in front of you so you can see it, you know.
Right.
A lot of protein, a lot of what looks like to be good protein. So what is it about either those foods or others that causes those stomach aches? What is it that is, what are we trying to avoid?
I think it's all the additives that make it taste better than you could make at home.
Okay.
You know, if you go to the rotisserie chicken at your local grocery store, why can they make it taste so good and you can't make it exactly like that? There's all the different things that are in the ingredients that, you know, make it stand out. So there's, you know, just, you know, you read them and they're there, all the words that you don't understand. So for me, real food is the stuff that you buy on the perimeters of the grocery store. That's where the, you know, fresh frozen is, the fresh vegetables, the meats and the fruits, and anything on the internal portion of a grocery store is in, usually in a package, a box or a can, has lots of ingredients in it. And, you know, if you want to get some condiments and rice on occasion, great. But pretty much everything else in there is just, it's not really going to be something that you want to sustain on unless, you know, the world ends and you'll be thankful you have canned goods.
Dr. Julie, so big question to end on here, because for me, and I would think that maybe some people are like me, maybe others are not, and you know, come out of New Year's resolutions, for instance, and you all of a sudden just say, well, I'm going to try to change things. I'm not like that. I try to move the whole ship, and that takes time. It's a slow-moving thing. So when you say that, you know, these kind of foods cause stomach aches for you, for me, they don't at all. I eat, you know, fast food pretty regularly, and that includes like the traditional fast foods to what I would refer to as the healthier fast foods. And I really, right. my stomach doesn't seem to really react to those things at all. Is that because you kind of become accustomed to what you eat regularly? And is that something that you kind of have to change just slowly over time?
Yes. Yes and no. So the fact is, you do have reserves, and you know, maybe you don't have the digestive problems, but, you know, if we were to sit in front of me and I was to run a history on you and I don't even know your age, but, you know, we might find some things that you go, yeah, you know, that's just not optimal. And I say, all right, well, you know, we could make it optimal if you'd like to. So then we would go through and take a look at the diet and what your choices are. So, you know, my thought is you do have these bodies. They aren't that complicated. They do respond the same way that they responded 2,000 years ago, but people are starting to treat them like this, you know, new computer age where everything's so fast and easy, and they think that we can just continue to eat weird food that really bodies don't thrive on. So, yes, you can survive. I mean, gosh, they can take a lot of abuse. You know, one of the things that I have people do is drink more water. Take, you know, a high-quality digestive enzyme. The one that I have them take is called Absorbaid because it works so well and breaks down all the types of foods. It would be eat protein at every meal, eat more vegetables. All these are not things that people have never heard, but when you start to move a couple of these things towards the, you know, the correct goal, you go, you know, my legs aren't so restless tonight. Geez, I've lost a few pounds. I have more energy. I don't feel like crawling under my desk after lunch anymore. And it's, you know, all those things are being caused by us or you, and you just have to, you know, be aware of what it is that you're doing. And until you're cleaned up, sometimes you just don't know how much better you can be.
Well, I like the baby steps. I'm not so intimidated when it's do just a little bit, moving in the right direction. I think I'm kind of doing that. I'm over 40, so I'm trying to move in that direction so that I can, by the time I get to be 50, maybe be eating pretty healthy, because right now I'm eating just a little healthy. Dr. Julie, yeah. I really appreciate your advice and your time. It's very practical. You're co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. You want people finding you any way, social media or anything?
Yeah, if they want to go onto the website, which is Nature's Sources, they can read about the Absorbaid. They can get some free samples on that website. And if they call the 1-800 number, they can ask for free samples as well. So that's 1-800-827-7656, or they can get 20% off their order. So just use the code radio. And if you want to look at me on Instagram, I'm Dr. Julie Healthy Vibes.
Dr. Julie Healthy Vibes on Instagram. All right. Well, great. Thank you for your time. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for advice and appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
All right. This is Wiggins America. We'll be back after a short break.
Welcome to Paradise, Wiggins America.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you I'm not going to follow any of that food advice, especially after just coming back from Japan and having the time of my life. Basically, it was a food tour. This is Wiggins America, of course. I pulled this clip a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's probably about a week and a half old now. Kat Kamick, you probably have heard her name if you follow politics at all. She's a House rep. She is one of the younger House reps. I don't know exactly how old she is. But weird story, I've randomly met her. So she's from Florida. I don't remember exactly what she was doing in St. Louis, but you may have heard, this was probably 2 years ago, so running up to the 2022 election, that would make sense. She was here campaigning for somebody in Southern Illinois, and I can't remember who it was. It had to be somebody associated with the House, but I just don't remember who it was. And she was here on a Friday that Annie happened to be gone. I think she was on a quick weekend vacation or something like that. So I was set to host X's and O's, as usual. And our contestants were whoever the candidate was that she was supporting and Kat Kamick. So Kat Kamick came into the studio. I got to hang out with her a little bit, which is interesting because she's, you know, again, the chances of a Florida representative being in St. Louis stumping for somebody in Southern Illinois, just not very good. And she's a very, very, very legit, genuine person. You meet some of these people, and man, the good ones, they are so good at politicking. That's how they get to where they're at. You know, local politicians may not be great at it, but the national ones, they make you feel important when you meet them. When you meet enough of them, you know that that's kind of part of the game, but that's what they're good at. They're really good at it, and you know that's one of the reasons they've achieved what they've achieved. Kat Kamick, she just was genuine, and I've not met a whole lot of people who are like that. Now, I have met some. I'm not saying there aren't any, but she was one of them. Really, really enjoyed. You know, she just seemed like a legitimate person who is not just there to blow smoke up your butt the whole time. But anyway, I also happen to know somebody, one of my random radio friends, is in her district in a small area of Florida. I think it's Gainesville. So these are towns that you've heard of because they're in Florida. But if they were in any other state, you wouldn't know them because people vacation. You know, oh, I'm going to Sarasota. You know, these aren't huge cities. Miami's huge. Tampa Bay, Orlando, Jacksonville. Outside of that, there's 1,000 other towns in Florida that you've heard of just because people vacation there, but that you wouldn't know if they weren't in Florida. Gainesville is one of those, and that is Kat Kamick's district. Well, she's on my buddy's radio station every week because it's her district. So just random connections. But she was on Kilmeade, and she said some things about Washington that I like when politicians say these things, because it sounds to me like, A, they're not getting swallowed up by that system. They're still observing it and maybe fighting against it, which is important. And it's not party-based. I do hear more Republicans talking like this, but there are Democrats that do too. And I always appreciate when they do, regardless of policy, when they take a step back and they go, here's the system that we're looking at here. As long as this system is in place, things are not going to get done. And sometimes that's good. If you're a conservative, you don't necessarily want a lot of government, but you do want people to be able to come together for the good of the country when those things are necessary. And right now, I'm not sure that we're there. Here's Kat Kamick explaining it.
You know, I call what we're living through right now in American politics the era of angertainment. It is a business model for politicians where they stomp their feet, they give a fire-breathing speech, and they scream about how they're fighting the establishment, fighting the man, and fighting for you back home. And what they're doing is they're giving a speech to an empty chamber,
to a C-SPAN camera, and then their colleague or their team is clipping it on the back end, and then they're sending it around and saying, give me $5 because I'm fighting for you. Now, that has become the new business model in Washington. Again, angertainment. I think that is the only way to describe what is going on, because it is all about keeping people frustrated and mad and outraged and giving someone to blame. And what that has done is create tremendous strife amongst Congress. And that goes on the right and the left. People, they're like, I saw what you said about this and that, and I'll have you know. And it's really just eroding the camaraderie that you need in order to get stuff done. And on top of that, I have, and again, I've only been in Congress for 2 terms, so not a whole lot of experience in Congress, but the first thing that I have been able to pick up on is that Washington, they don't want to solve anything, because that is where they derive their power. The power in Congress is derived from problems, and the minute that you solve them, you are giving away your leverage. And so there's real no incentive to solve anything. And so that just further erodes at the trust and the efforts to actually get something done.
So after that, she goes into a little bit of her history about how she was homeless at one time, and she was like a glass blower or some sort of, I don't know what she was, like a, you know, some sort of welder or something. I don't know. She talks about doing hard work and all of that stuff. And I just kind of cut that part off, because then she goes into, you know, the part where she goes, here's my story and why I'm not like that. And that's fine. I have no reason to not believe her. I think she's telling the truth. But I like the part there where she talks about Washington, and There are always reasons why things don't get done. These are the reasons why things are not getting done right now. And again, as a conservative, you don't always want the wheels of government to be moving really quickly. You don't want, you know, there to be an event and then the government.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Welcome to Paradise, Wiggins America.
Yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you I'm not going to follow any of that food advice, especially after just coming back from Japan and having the time of my life. Basically, it was a food tour. This is Wiggins America, of course. I pulled this clip a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it's probably about a week and a half old now. Kat Kamick, you probably have heard her name if you follow politics at all. She's a House rep. She is one of the younger House reps. I don't know exactly how old she is. But weird story, I've randomly met her. So she's from Florida. I don't remember exactly what she was doing in St. Louis, but you may have heard, this was probably 2 years ago, so running up to the 2022 election, that would make sense. She was here campaigning for somebody in Southern Illinois, and I can't remember who it was. It had to be somebody associated with the House, but I just don't remember who it was. And she was here on a Friday that Annie happened to be gone. I think she was on a quick weekend vacation or something like that. So I was set to host X's and O's as usual. And our contestants were whoever the candidate was that she was supporting and Kat Kamick. So Kat Kamick came into the studio. I got to hang out with her a little bit, which is interesting because she's, you know, again, the chances of a Florida representative being in St. Louis stumping for somebody in Southern Illinois, just not very good. And she's a very, very, very legit, genuine person. You meet some of these people, and man, the good ones, they are so good at politicking. That's how they get to where they're at. You know, local politicians may not be great at it, but the national ones, they make you feel important when you meet them. When you meet enough of them, you know that that's kind of part of the game, but that's what they're good at. They're really good at it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons they've achieved what they've achieved. Kat Kamick, she just was genuine. And I've not met a whole lot of people who were like that. Now, I have met some. I'm not saying there aren't any, but she was one of them. Really, really enjoyed. You know, she just seemed like a legitimate person who is not just there to blow smoke up your butt the whole time. But anyway, I also happen to know somebody, one of my random radio friends is in her district in a small area of Florida. I think it's Gainesville. So these are towns that you've heard of because they're in Florida. But if they were in any other state, you wouldn't know them because people vacation, you know, oh, I'm going to Sarasota. You know, these aren't huge cities. Miami's huge. Tampa Bay, Orlando, Jacksonville. Outside of that, there's 1,000 other towns in Florida that you've heard of just because people vacation there, but that you wouldn't know if they weren't in Florida. Gainesville is one of those, and that is Kat Kamick's district. Well, she's on my buddy's radio station every week because it's her district. So just random connections. But she was on Kilmeade, and she said some things about Washington that I like when politicians say these things, because it sounds to me like, A, they're not getting swallowed up by that system. They're still observing it and maybe fighting against it, which is important. And it's not party-based. I do hear more Republicans talking like this, but there are Democrats that do too. And I always appreciate when they do, regardless of policy, when they take a step back and they go, here's the system that we're looking at here. As long as this system is in place, things are not going to get done. And sometimes that's good. If you're a conservative, you don't necessarily want a lot of government, but you do want people to be able to come together for the good of the country when those things are necessary. And right now, I'm not sure that we're there. Here's Kat Kamick explaining it.
You know, I call what we're living through right now in American politics the era of angertainment. It is a business model for politicians where they stomp their feet, they give a fire-breathing speech, and they scream about how they're fighting the establishment, fighting the man, and fighting for you back home. And what they're doing is they're giving a speech to an empty chamber, to a C-SPAN camera, and then their colleague or their team is clipping it on the back end, and then they're sending it around and saying, give me $5 because I'm fighting for you. Now, that has become the new business model in Washington. Again, angertainment. I think that is the only way to describe what is going on because it is all about keeping people frustrated and mad and outraged and giving someone to blame. And what that has done is create tremendous strife amongst Congress. And that goes on the right and the left. People, they're like, I saw what you said about this and that, and I'll have you know. And it's really just eroding the camaraderie that you need in order to get stuff done. And on top of that, I have, and again, I've only been in Congress for 2 terms, so not a whole lot of experience in Congress, but the first thing that I have been able to pick up on is that Washington, they don't want to solve anything because that is where they derive their power. The power in Congress is derived from problems. And the minute that you solve them, you are giving away your leverage. And so there's real no incentive to solve anything. And so that just further erodes at the trust and the efforts to actually get something done.
So after that, she goes into a little bit of her history about how she was homeless at one time and she was like a glass blower or some sort of, I don't know what she was, like a, you know, some sort of welder or something. I don't know. She talks about doing hard work and all of that stuff. And I just kind of cut that part off because then she goes into, you know, the part where she goes, here's my story and why I'm not like that. And that's fine. I have no reason to not believe her. I think she's telling the truth. But I like the part there where she talks about Washington and There are always reasons why things don't get done. These are the reasons why things are not getting done right now. And again, as a conservative, you don't always want the wheels of government to be moving really quickly. You don't want, you know, there to be an event and then government immediately knee-jerk responds to everything. So I'm not saying I want fast government responses to everything. I do want people who are there to serve their districts, their representative of people, not themselves. And that's real. That's a big ask because you're talking about a lot of power. And I just like when people are willing to take a step back and call that out and say, this is part of the problem. This is what I see. I've been in Congress for now just 4 years, so I'm not exactly a super experienced politician. But I like Kat Kamick. She's one of about, here's an exercise for you as we take a short break here. Can you even name, and you're pretty plugged in. If you're listening right now, you pay more attention to politics than most. Can you name 20 House reps at all? There are 438 of them, or 435. Can you name 20? You know, that's how famous someone, like Kat Kamick, she would be one of those 20 that you might be able to name. Matt Gaetz, Mike Johnson, Kevin McCarthy when he was in. You could name probably most of the squad, AOC and all them. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Byron Donalds. Okay, you get past them and I guarantee you, I would take a short break here. You get to about 20 and then you start to struggle. Maybe you can name a couple of your local ones. Mike Bost, you know, he would be close to mine. Nikki Budzinski, some of these people, Mary Miller. But it gets to be a real stretch. So some of these people, it's cool just because when you meet them, you talk to them, you go, oh, you're actually one of the more famous people in the world just based on your political position. Anyway, I like that Kat Kamick has achieved that position without kind of giving into that system. She's an interesting person. I hope she sticks around. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
America.
America.
Trisha, two big things happened to me last weekend that I need to run by you.
Okay.
And I need to know if I did the right thing.
All right, let's hear them.
Two situations, what would you do? First, we were cleaning out my office. Now, during COVID, this was the office that I was broadcasting from for the Annie Fry Show.
Sure, yep.
And everybody did this, made something into an office space. Well, I haven't really used that as, well, I mean, it's still there and I'll still use my computer every now and then. But like everybody else, I got a laptop. I'm working
on
my couch.
Yeah, kitchen table, wherever's convenient.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm not sitting at the desk much.
Understood.
And it's kind of a wasted room at this point. So this weekend, we got very inspired to go to Facebook Marketplace. Love Facebook Marketplace. I know people have had some problems with it, but overall, it's just the best thing in the world because you can find anybody, anything on there, usually pretty cheap. People are awful because they don't show a lot if you're trying to sell something, but as a concept, it's great. So we got a dresser. We're making that room into a proper guest room now.
Sure. Okay. Flipping
it. But for a long time, I had a bunch of soundproofing that was supposed to be on the walls that I kind of had propped up around my desk. Mm-hmm. So if you were watching us on the Annie Fry Show, you never would have seen it because it's what I was looking at because my voice is projecting forward into
the
soundproofing.
I understand.
Right?
Yep.
So since then, the soundproofing has all been kind of sitting against the wall, but I never actually put it on the wall because I knew at some point we probably won't use this as a sound booth.
Mm-hmm.
So I never wanted to like glue it. So it's just been sitting there. So we finally move all this stuff out as we're emptying out the room. There is some candy behind it that's been a little chewed up and the wrappers are chewed up.
Ruh-roh.
Now, we don't know what we have, and I don't know when it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you would do.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Maybe get a cat.
Get a cat? That seems like a pretty big decision.
It sounds like you have mice or rats.
Okay, that's what we thought, that we had a mouse that had gotten in there.
Yeah.
But I spend a lot of time in the basement, and because it's mostly finished, so it's not like you're just in like a empty basement. There's lots of space for other things down there. So I spend a lot of time, I'll do a lot of writing and stuff down there in a different room. I've never, ever seen any evidence of a mouse or anything else for that matter.
They don't like to hang out with you.
I know, but
what if you got some no-kill traps, and you just set them up for peace of mind and hopes that they never catch anything?
Here's the other crazy thing. We've had glue traps near certain spots in the basement because they collect bugs. You know, if a big spider comes in, there's a chance that it might catch that thing, so we leave them out. Still nothing. We've never caught a thing. There's no mouse poop.
I really think that's all you have to do is put out the traps.
So we're safe, is what you're saying.
I would think so. Can I ask you a question, though? Is there a chance that you nibbled on this candy and dropped it back there and forgot about it?
Yes. There's a chance that I, like, just using my front teeth, was going...
It was COVID. A lot of things happened. Yeah. I'm not passing judgment here.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to go on air. You don't want a mouthful of candy.
I got to get a little bit of this Tootsie Roll.
And you just
not much.
Gnawed on it and then tossed it back there when the cameras came on.
And this is also the room. It was a collect-all room. So the kids' Halloween candy just goes into a bucket.
Is it possible a kiddo
Easter candy
nibbled on it and threw it back there?
I don't know because I can't find any other evidence that there would be a mouse other than that. So I'm wondering, here's my other theory.
What about squirrels? You got anywhere where a squirrel could come in?
I'm pretty sure a squirrel didn't get in there. Now, I haven't thought about a bigger animal, like a raccoon or something.
Those squirrels, they're sneaky little buggers, but I think you'd know because once they find a way in, they keep coming back.
Yeah, and again, the only thing that we found is just these few little wrappers and a little bit of candy. So I'm wondering if we had a larger bug. Like a roach or something.
Ugh.
I mean, that it's gross to think about.
I understand.
But there's no
saying.
Poop. There's no nothing. So, I mean, there's poop everywhere, but that's...
But it's not
it's
animal.
Human.
It's human. Yeah, obviously. My thought would just be put out traps.
Okay. So are you worried about this if this is your house? This is where it comes down to you. What are you... Is you just putting out traps?
I would just put out traps. I'd go, ew. And then I'd put out traps
There's
and let it go.
There's still a closet we haven't cleaned out. We're cleaning out the room.
I would let Eddie clean that closet out. I would not go in that closet.
I'm a little concerned that there's going to be something back there. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But nothing smells, you know? So anyway, okay, that's scenario number one. Here's number two.
What did you do? You just put out the traps and that was it?
This just happened. So we keep looking for other evidence, and we can't find anything, so we don't really know what to do.
Are you worried about it? Is it like a mystery that's plaguing you, or are you kind of like, it's probably okay?
I think it's more plaguing my wife than me.
I get that.
Because I'm down there enough that I feel like I would have seen something, just something.
She knows there's something in that closet.
She's still a little nervous
She's
about
like,
that.
I know there's something down
there. We'll get there eventually. Here's the other one. I go to Schnucks the other day, and... I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm not in a rush. So I kind of want to get home, but there's nothing I have to get home for. I'm walking into the door, and a guy is standing outside the door who had ridden to the store on his bike. So he's got a big basket on his bike, and it's a pretty nice bike. And he clearly is going to take his groceries home in this bike. So he lives either close enough to ride a bike, or he's got a really bad situation where he just has to ride a bike. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees a bunch of people walk by, and he's kind of like eyeballing people. And I'm going, what's he looking for here? You know, I'm not really sure. And I'm at that point where I'm like, do I make eye contact with him, or do I kind of just walk by because he's looking for something? And so I do. I made eye contact with him because I felt bad because everybody was just kind of walking by him, and he wasn't bothering anybody, but you could just tell he was kind of looking for something. So I just made eye contact with him enough to let him know, like, I see that you're a human being. And, of course, then he stops me. I'm like,
it's a risky run. I've been, no offense to the Girl Scouts, love y'all, love your cookies, but I've been avoiding eye contact with these little ladies for weeks now.
And I feel bad because same thing.
Yep.
It was the other weekend, though, where... The girl was like hard selling.
I know, and they want it bad, and I get it, and I admire it.
I appreciate your gusto, but I still just don't want the cookies.
I thought about going out another door the other day to avoid it. That's how much I didn't. Okay, so you make eye contact with this guy, and he engages.
Yeah, so he engaged. He's like, hey, and he wasn't mean or anything. He was nice, but he goes, hey, can I just ask you a quick favor? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, I need to walk inside this store and get. He had like five things. He's like, I came to the store. I need to get these five things. And I would say he's probably like missing maybe just one little turn on the screw.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Nothing big.
He can get by.
Yeah, he's fine. But he's like, I don't know where my lock is. I came all the way up here, and I can't find my lock.
Yeah, so he's standing out there with his bike, and he doesn't want to lose his bike.
And so I get it. I'm like, dang, that is a tough situation, because I don't know what you do, because you'd have to ride all the way back home and come back. And I don't know why he would trust me. You know, he doesn't know me.
Because you looked at him.
I guess so. Yeah. Like, you're a human.
Yeah.
So he asked me, can you just watch my bike for me long enough to get these things? And I knew, okay. That's a reasonable request.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your situation, so it's not crazy or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he might take longer than he's implying. What do you do?
If I have the time, I do it.
Okay.
I would not have gotten myself into this situation probably. Probably, because sometimes I do. Sometimes the guy outside the gas station gets me with a, can I get a sandwich? So I have to go in and get a sandwich.
Do you?
Yeah. Not often, but every once in a while, the eye contact is made and I've got, you know, if I've already gone down this line, like this far with him, I'll wait with his bike. Is it freezing?
It's not bad.
Okay.
No, it's not terrible. It's
is that terrible that I ask how the weather is?
No.
Because if it's crummy out, I'm not doing it.
Wait, it's also under the overhang. So it's not as if it's
raining. Yeah, but if I'm cold and don't have a jacket. Yeah. I mean, there are a few other things at play, but I'd like to think that I would do it.
Before I tell you what I did, is there a time frame for which you say, I will for this long, but past that I can't? Because that's kind of what I said.
No, but that's really smart. Saying, yeah, hey, man, I got, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll wait out here. Past that, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, I would have been the... Yahoo standing out there for 3 hours. He's just not coming back.
And that's exactly what I thought was, he's going to go in this store, and then it's just, not even if he's trying to, but it's probably going to take longer than he thinks it is. Because the few items he had, I'm like, I kind of know where in the store those are. It's not a quick trip inside the door, and then you're walking back out. You've got to go through the whole store. So I said, okay, I got maybe like 5-10 minutes max, and then I got to go, which was true. And he's like, cool, man. That's cool. I'll go as fast as I can. So he goes inside. It gets to right at that, like 8-9 minutes. And I'm like, And he comes back out. And he's like, so thankful. Mm-hmm. And bike's fine. He gives me a payday that he had bought for me.
That's nice.
And I got to tell you, it was a newer version of a payday. It was a chocolate-covered king-size payday.
Yum.
I had never had one.
No, that sounds awesome.
And I told him genuinely, dude, hey, you didn't have to do that, but I am totally eating that candy bar because I've never had one of those
so
before.
So you walk into Schnucks, so I'm like, just hey. Eat your payday. Yeah.
So it was a great situation.
I think that's awesome. I think you did a nice thing.
Those things can turn quickly because you never know. And just the other day, I was at a gas station right up here in St. Louis downtown, and I've done this before. I may have actually told this before, that when people walk up to me at the gas station and I know they're about to ask me for money, I will do one of two things. One, I will sort of try to act like I am zoned in on whatever I'm doing, and I just didn't hear them. Unless they get too close, and you're like, I know that you know I'm hearing you now. And this guy did. And so before he said anything, I turned to him, and I said, hey, man, do you have a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this before,
yeah.
And usually it goes well. This guy got so mad at me because he's like, man, I'm poor. I need a dollar. And I was like, all right. And I just left it. I was done. So thankfully, I didn't have to stand there and like finish filling up. That's the first time it's ever gone poorly. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah. I think that there is, when you flip that script, when you first told that story, I thought, oh, that's brilliant. But when you flip that, you kind of run the risk of toying with people's emotions, and people in the asking for a dollar state usually aren't the most emotionally stable.
You're right.
So you're kind of running. It's a risky little game you're playing there.
I'm not going to tell you I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I was like, oh. Ooh. I thought that was like funny enough that the guy would either laugh or be surprised by it. Uh-huh. And that's what has happened in the past.
Yeah.
Not that I do it all the time, but when I have.
Cystic Fibrosis with the Mostis. Wiggins America. Wiggins America.
Trisha, two big things happened to me last weekend that I need to run by you.
Okay.
And I need to know if I did the right thing.
All right, let's hear them.
Two situations, what would you do? First, we were cleaning out my office. Now, during COVID, this was the office that I was broadcasting from for the Annie Fry Show.
Sure, yep.
And everybody did this, mm-hmm. made something into an office space. Well, I haven't really used that as... Well, I mean, it's still there, and I'll still use my computer every now and then. But like everybody else, I got a laptop. I'm working
on
my couch.
Yeah, kitchen table, wherever's convenient.
Exactly. Yep. So I'm not sitting at the desk much.
Understood.
And it's kind of a wasted room at this point. So this weekend, we got very inspired to go to Facebook Marketplace. Love Facebook Marketplace. I know people have had some problems with it, but overall, it's just the best thing in the world because you can find anything on there, usually pretty cheap. People are awful because they don't show a lot if you're trying to sell something, but as a concept, it's great. So we got a dresser. We're making that room into a proper guest room now.
Sure. Okay. Flipping
it. But for a long time, I had a bunch of soundproofing that was supposed to be on the walls that I kind of had propped up around my desk. Mm-hmm. So if you were watching us on the Annie Fry Show, you never would have seen it because it's what I was looking at. Because my voice is projecting forward into
the
soundproofing,
I understand.
Right?
Yep.
So since then, the soundproofing has all been kind of sitting against the wall, but I never actually put it on the wall because I knew at some point we probably won't use this as a sound booth. Mm-hmm. So I never wanted to like glue it. So it's just been sitting there. So we finally move all this stuff out as we're emptying out the room. There is some candy behind it that's been a little chewed up, and the wrappers are chewed up.
Ruh-roh.
Now, we don't know what we have, and I don't know when it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you would do.
Do you have a cat?
No.
Maybe get a cat.
Get a cat? That seems like a pretty big decision.
It sounds like you have mice or rats.
Okay, that's what we thought, mm-hmm. that we had a mouse that had gotten in there.
Yeah.
But I spend a lot of time in the basement, and because it's mostly finished, so it's not like you're just in like a empty basement. There's lots of space for other things down there. So I spend a lot of time. I'll do a lot of writing and stuff mm-hmm. down there in a different room. I've never, ever seen any evidence of a mouse or anything else for that matter.
No, they don't like to hang out with you.
I know, but...
What if you got some no-kill traps and you just set them up for peace of mind and hopes that they never catch anything?
Here's the other crazy thing. We've had glue traps near certain spots in the basement because they collect bugs. You know, if a big spider comes in, mm-hmm. there's a chance that it might catch that thing, so we leave them out. Still nothing. We've never caught a thing. There's no mouse poop.
I really think that's all you have to do is put out the traps.
So we're safe, is what you're saying.
I would think so. Can I ask you a question, though? Is there a chance that you nibbled on this candy and dropped it back there and forgot about it?
Yes. There's a chance that I, like, just using my front teeth, was going...
It was COVID. A lot of things happened. Yeah. I'm not passing judgment here. Mm-hmm. You're about to go on air. You don't want a mouthful of candy.
I got to get a little bit of this Tootsie Roll.
And you just...
But not much.
Gnawed on it and then tossed it back there when the cameras came on.
And this is also the room. It was a collect-all room. So the kids... Halloween candy just goes into a bucket.
Is it possible a kiddo
candy
nibbled on it and threw it back there?
I don't know, because I can't find any other evidence that there would be a mouse other than that. So I'm wondering, here's my other theory.
What about squirrels? You got anywhere where a squirrel could come in?
I'm pretty sure a squirrel didn't get in there. Now, I haven't thought about a bigger animal, like a raccoon or something.
Those squirrels, they're sneaky little buggers, but I think you'd know, because once they find a way in, they keep coming back.
Yeah, and again... The only thing that we found is just these few little wrappers and a little bit of candy. So I'm wondering if we had a larger bug, like a roach or something.
Ugh.
I mean, that it's gross to think about.
I understand.
But there's no poop. There's no nothing. So, I mean, there's poop everywhere, but that's...
But it's not animal.
Human.
It's human. Yeah, obviously. My thought would just be put out traps.
Okay. So are you worried about this if this is your house? This is where it comes down to you. What are you, is just putting out traps?
I would just put out traps. I'd go, ew, and then I'd put out traps
and
let it go.
There's still a closet we haven't cleaned out. We're cleaning out the room.
I would let Eddie clean that closet out. I would not go in that closet.
I'm a little concerned that there's going to be something back there. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But nothing smells, you know? So anyway, okay, that's scenario number one. Here's number two.
What did you do? You just put out the traps and that was it?
This just happened. So we keep looking for other evidence, and we mm-hmm. can't find anything, so we don't really know what
to do. Are you worried about it? Is it like a mystery that's plaguing you, or are you kind of like,
it's probably okay? I think it's more plaguing my wife than me.
I get that.
Because I'm down there enough that I feel like I would have seen something, just something.
She knows there's something in that closet.
She's still a little nervous
She's
about
like,
that.
I know there's something down
there. We'll get there eventually. Here's the other one. I go to Schnucks the other day, and... I don't have a whole lot of time, but I'm not in a rush. So I kind of want to get home, but there's nothing I have to get home for. I'm walking into the door, and a guy is standing outside the door who had ridden to the store on his bike. So he's got a big basket on his bike, and it's a pretty nice bike. And he clearly is going to take his groceries home in this bike. So he lives either close enough to ride a bike, or he's got a really bad situation where he just has to ride a bike. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees a bunch of people walk by, and he's kind of like eyeballing people. And I'm going, what's he looking for here? You know, I'm not really sure. And I'm at that point where I'm like, do I make eye contact with him, or do I kind of just walk by because he's looking for something? And so I do. I made eye contact with him because I felt bad because everybody was just kind of walking by him and he wasn't bothering anybody. Mm-hmm. But you could just tell he was kind of looking for something. So I just made eye contact with him enough to let him know, like, I see that you're a human being. And of course, then he stops me. I'm like,
it's a risky run. I've been, no offense to the Girl Scouts, love y'all, love your cookies, but I've been avoiding eye contact with these little ladies for weeks now.
And I feel bad because same thing.
Yep.
It was the other weekend, though, where the girl was like hard selling.
I know. And they want it bad and I get it and I admire it.
I appreciate your gusto, but I still just don't want the cookies.
I thought about going out another door the other day to avoid it. That's how much I didn't. Okay. So you make eye contact with this guy and he engages.
Yeah. So he engaged. He's like, hey. And he wasn't mean or anything. He was nice, but he goes, hey, can I just ask you a quick favor? And I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And he's like, I need to walk inside this store and get, he had like five things. Mm-hmm. He's like, I came to the store, I need to get these five things. And I would say he's probably like missing maybe just one little turn on the screw.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Nothing big.
He can get by.
Yeah, he's fine. But he's like, I don't know where my lock is. I came all the way up here and I can't find my lock.
Yeah, so he's standing out there with his bike and he doesn't want to lose his bike.
Mm-hmm. And so I get it. I'm like, dang, that is a tough situation because I don't know what you do because you'd have to ride all the way back home and come back. And I don't know why he would trust me. You know, he doesn't know me.
Because you looked at him.
I guess so. Yeah. Like, you're a human.
Yeah.
So he asked me, can you just watch my bike for me long enough to get these things? And I knew, okay. That's a reasonable request. Mm-hmm. I understand your situation, uh-huh. So it's not crazy or anything. Uh-huh. But he might take longer than he's implying. What do you do?
If I have the time, I do it.
Okay.
I would not have gotten myself into this situation probably, because sometimes I do. Sometimes the guy outside the gas station gets me with a, can I get a sandwich? So I have to go in and get a sandwich.
Do you?
Yeah. Not often, but every once in a while, the eye contact is made and I've got, you know, if I've already gone down this line, like this far with him, I'll wait with his bike. Is it freezing?
It's not bad.
Okay.
No, it's not terrible. It's
is
not...
that terrible that I ask how the weather is?
No.
Cause if it's crummy out, I'm not doing it.
Wait, it's also under the overhang. So it's not as if it's
raining. Yeah, but if I'm cold and don't have a jacket, yeah. I mean, there are a few other things at play, but I'd like to think that I would do it.
Before I tell you what I did, is there a time frame for which you say, I will for this long, but past that I can't? Because that's kind of what I said.
No, but that's really smart. Saying, yeah, hey man, I got, you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'll wait out here. Past that, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No, I would have been the... Yahoo standing out there for 3 hours. Is this guy coming back?
And that's exactly what I thought was, he's going to go in this store, and then it's just, not even if he's trying to, but it's probably going to take longer. He thinks it is. Because the few items he had, I'm like, I kind of know where in the store those are. It's not a quick trip inside the door, and then you're walking back out. You've got to go through the whole store. So I said, okay, I got maybe like 5-10 minutes max, and then I got to go, which was true. And he's like, cool, man. That's cool. I'll go as fast as I can. So he goes inside. It gets to right at that, like 8-9 minutes. And I'm like, And he comes back out. And he's like, so thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And bike's fine. He gives me a payday that he had bought for me.
That's nice.
And I got to tell you, it was a newer version of a payday. It was a chocolate-covered king-size payday.
Yum.
I had never had one.
No, that sounds awesome.
And I told him genuinely, dude... Hey, you didn't have to do that, but I am totally eating that candy bar because I've never had one of those
before.
So
you walk into Schnucks,
so I'm like,
just eating your payday.
Yeah. So it was a great situation.
I think that's awesome. I think you did a nice thing.
Those things can turn quickly because you never know. And just the other day, I was at a gas station right up here in St. Louis downtown, and I've done this before. I may have actually told you this before, that when people walk up to me at the gas station and I know they're about to ask me for money, I will do one of two things. One, I will sort of try to act like I am zoned in on whatever I'm doing and I just didn't hear them. Unless they get too close and you're like, I know that you know I'm hearing you now. And this guy did. And so before he said anything, I turned to him and I said, hey, man, do you have a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
And I've done this before.
Yeah.
And usually it goes well. This guy got so mad at me because he's like, man, I'm poor. I need a dollar. And I was like, all right. And I just left it. I was done. So thankfully, I didn't have to stand there and like finish filling up. That's the first time it's ever gone poorly. And it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I think that there is, when you flip that script, when you first told that story, I thought, oh, that's brilliant. But when you flip that, you kind of run the risk of toying with people's emotions, and people in the asking for a dollar state usually aren't the most emotionally stable.
You're right.
So you're kind of running. It's a risky little game you're playing there.
I'm not going to tell you I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
But it was the first time I was like, oh. Ooh. I thought that was like funny enough that the guy would either laugh or be surprised by it. Mm-hmm. And that's what has happened in the past.
Yeah.
Not that I do it all the time, but when I have.
Cystic Fibrosis with the Mostis. Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.